NBC Monitor News on the Hour, brought to you by the Retail Clerks International Association, dedicated exclusively to the welfare of retail store employees. Here's Carl Stern.
A spokesman for the Defense Department says today's hydrogen bomb explosion by Communist China does not alter the Pentagon belief it will take at least another 8 years for China to have an operational long-range nuclear weapon and delivery system. However, today's test may spark new demands in Congress for development of an American anti-missile defense system previously rejected by the administration as too costly. President Johnson is conferring with Australian Prime Minister Harold Holt this afternoon at Camp David, Maryland, Soviet Premier Alexei Kosygin, after attending this morning's special session of the General Assembly, is at the Soviet delegation's weekend retreat on Long Island, preparing for the start of Middle East debate on Monday. Representatives of 47 non-aligned nations met privately after today's session. It was reported 16 speakers were unanimous in urging condemnation of Israel and demanding Israeli withdrawal from Arab territory. More news after this for the RCIA.
There are thousands of high school boys and girls who work after school and weekends in retail stores to acquire business experience and to earn extra money. Like over 500,000 other retail store employees throughout the United States and Canada, the part-time young worker who is a member of the RCIA, the Retail Clerks International Association, knows that the local RCIA union to which he belongs takes a special interest in helping him to improve his earnings and working conditions and to assure him of receiving many fringe benefits. He also knows he has the opportunity to apply for a college scholarship. This, the RCIA James A. Suffrage Scholarship Fund, is a perpetual self-sustaining fund with four-year college scholarships awarded every year to 14 RCIA members or children of members. For more information, check your telephone directory for the local Retail Clerks Union in your community or write to the Retail Clerks International Association, Washington, D.C., 20036. Once again, Carl Stern.
Victims of the Middle East war are receiving help from the major powers. A report from Wells Hagen, NBC News in Beirut, Lebanon.
After a period of cautious stock-taking, the great powers are finally getting into the business of providing relief for some 200,000 Arab victims of the latest Middle East fighting. Britain says it will give almost $1.5 million for rehabilitation projects to be agreed on with the government of Jordan. Prime Minister Wilson's government had earlier offered to send medicines and other relief supplies. The Soviet Peace Committee and Soviet Red Cross announced today they're sending 5,000 blankets, 25,000 yards of cloth, as well as tents, clothing, and medicine. This is the first time Moscow has offered help to Arab refugees. The United States, which contributes about three-quarters of the budget of the present UN Refugee Relief Agency, has made no new offer since the fighting last week, but the White House says U.S. military planes are standing by in Athens to fly water to Egyptian troops stranded in the Sinai Desert. Wells Hagen, NBC News, Beirut.
Egypt today agreed to the evacuation of crew members on 15 ships stranded in the blocked Suez Canal. Crew members of the U.S. Navy communication ship Liberty have told a board of inquiry they cannot believe an Israeli attack on the ship, which killed 34 sailors, was accidental. The government of Singapore today admitted for the first time that its army is being trained by Israeli officers. More in a moment.
Now, Blue Ribbon buys on new Frigidaire appliances. Yes, it's Blue Ribbon days at many Frigidaire dealers. During this big event, go to your dealer and see Frigidaire appliances specially tagged at Buy Now prices. Look for the Blue Ribbon right on the product, whether it's a refrigerator, washer, dishwasher, range, or air conditioner. That Blue Ribbon is your key to big values.
Where all the happenings are.
Street mobs in Communist China today attacked the Indian embassy, seeking revenge for yesterday's assault on the Chinese embassy in New Delhi. A semi-official Cambodian publication charges that American troops are planning to invade Cambodia and Laos from neighboring South Vietnam. The charge may placate North Vietnamese communists who've been told to stop infiltrating into South Vietnam through Cambodian territory. An unknown number of American servicemen are among 34 dead after a U.S. Air Force plane crashed in South Vietnam. President Johnson told reporters today any meeting with Premier Kosygin is iffy. Part of the iffiness may be the expected arrival in Texas of his first grandchild. Daughter Lucy Nugent said today no name has yet been selected for the child, and she said if the baby is late, she hopes it comes after July 2nd, her 20th birthday. She said, then they won't call me a teenaged mother. Carl Stern, NBC News, Washington.
Listen again on the hour when Frigidaire brings you NBC Monitor News.
It's 84 degrees in New York City, and this is Roger Bowman with late metropolitan area headlines. Soviet Premier Kosygin is resting at the Soviet's 36-acre estate at Glen Cove, Long Island at this hour, working on final arrangements for Monday's General Assembly debate over the Middle East crisis. Officials providing security for the Russian leader report no incidents and little interest on the part of New York's sophisticated citizenry. In fact, there have been no demonstrations, no crowds, and the presence of Kosygin has hardly ruffled the usual weekend calm of the city. Here and there, people went bicycle riding or strolled through parks. Things were going so well that the premier left his limousine and walked 12 blocks. Naturally, a reporter was there and asked Kosygin if it was his idea to take a walk. In the usual Russian manner, the premier blamed it all on his ambassador, saying it was his idea. Strict security measures are still in effect, however, and a sizable police contingent follows him wherever he goes. That's the most important late metropolitan area headline. You know, June is the time for summing up the 1966-67 legitimate theater season. The Drama Critics Circle voted the best play of the season to Harold Pinter's The Homecoming, which has also won the coveted Tony Award. Newsweek magazine called The Homecoming an extraordinarily impressive one, one whose play has not been equaled in many a year. It's at the Music Box Theater and not to be missed. Time magazine acclaimed Black Comedy the funniest play on Broadway. The other critics called it uproarious, hilariously, riotously funny. And they called it full of wit. They said it was full of imagination and laughter. Geraldine Page, Michael Crawford, and Donald Madden star in the smash hit stage production of Black Comedy, which can be seen right now at the Ethel Barrymore Theater. But the season's last may be the season's best, as Peter Ustinov's new comedy, The Unknown Soldier and His Wife, will begin performances June 27th, at the Vivian Beaumont Theater in Lincoln Center. Tickets for all three plays, Black Comedy, The Homecoming, and The Unknown Soldier and His Wife, are now available at the box office.
Hello, this is Ed McMahon, your host for Monitor 67, where you keep up to the minute on the weekend scene. Just ahead, we'll hear an interview with drama critic Walter Kerr, who takes us along to the theater with him as he prepares to review a Broadway play. First, here's a suggestion for brightening up your life.
Hi-ho, hey-hey, chew your little troubles away. Hi-ho, hey-hey, chew Wrigley's spearmint gum. Work goes faster, smoother too. Life seems brighter when you chew. Hi-ho, hey-hey, chew Wrigley's spearmint gum.
Enjoy chewing Wrigley's spearmint gum every day, as millions do.
Chew Wrigley's spearmint gum.
Now here are the Lettermen, the singers, not the football players, with more.
More than the greatest love the world has known, this is the love I'll give to you. Alone. More than the simple words I try to say, I only live to love you more each day.
More than you'll ever know, my arms long to hold you so. My life will be in your keeping, waking, sleeping, laughing, weeping.
Longer than always, it's a long, long time, but far beyond forever you'll be mine.
I know I've never lived before, and my heart is very sure, no one else could love you more
than the greatest love. The love I'll give to you alone, more than the simple words I try to say, I only
lovely things that make me
stronger than always is a long, long time. Yet far beyond forever, you'll be mine.
As employees of Friendly Fred's 6-Minute Car Wash, you all remember our days of glory. Remember those steady streams of cars backed up as far as the eye could see?
Yeah, and all of us up to our hip boots scrubbing and brushing. But what happened, Sam?
Happened? I'll tell you what happened. Osro Products came up with a complete car cleaning package for folks to use at home.
You mean Osro's pressure car washer?
Exactly. It does everything that we used to do. Just flick the dial-o-matic switch and it sprays detergent, soluble wax, or clear rinse water. Boy.
But how about the insides? That's half of a good clean car. As head of the internal vacuum department, I...
That's the other half of Osro's breakthrough. Their Tornado Car Vacuum plugs right into the cigarette lighter and really does the job. These Osro twins leave cars sparkling clean inside and out. But do you know what really hurts loyal employees of Friendly Fred's 6-Minute Car Wash?
No. What's that, Sam?
Osro does it in just 5 minutes.
One of the most influential drama critics in the business is Walter Kerr of the New York Times. For many years, a thoughtful student of the theater, Mr. Kerr has recently completed a book entitled Tragedy and Comedy. And it's already been called required reading for any true lover of the stage. Leonard Probst, Monitor's man on the aisle, asked Walter Kerr about the process of reviewing a play.
Mr. Kerr, you as a critic, you've gone to first nights for, I suppose, almost 20 years now. How does Walter Kerr go to a first night? What do you do differently from a person who is just going to the theater?
Well, the only thing I do, I don't read the play or bone up on material. I try to go in to see it exactly as an audience will see it, and they don't bone up. In other words, they walk into the playhouse and they expect the play to be to communicate itself to them. And I think that's fair enough. And so I try to go on their terms. On the other hand, I try to protect myself to the degree so that I'll be awake. I don't write by day if I'm going to write late at night. In other words, if I have a review to do, I don't do any writing during the day. I always take a nap before I go into town to the theater. I have one drink, but only one.
Do you eat?
I eat, yes. But I try not to do anything that will send me into the theater in a sluggish condition, for obvious reasons. You know, I want to be able to see the show, and then later I have to be able to write about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, while you're in the theater, is there a certain way that one takes notes? I mean, do you write ideas, or do you try to write a complete analysis of a character or of a performance, or just whatever comes to mind?
Oh, in the notes, I take quite a few notes, but I don't write anything out fully. I mean, there are no formed sentences anymore in the notes. They're just really almost entirely concrete details. How something looks, how an actor looks, maybe the shape of his mouth, how he does a little piece of business. He may cross the stage and sit in the chair in a certain way. I may jot that down so I remember it. Fragments of lines here and there. How the setting looks, and so on. And I do that because I do think that daily journalism ought to be as concrete and graphic as you can make it.
What about the pressures riding on you as critic for the New York Times? First of all, pressure as to time. How much time do you have? How many words do you write?
Well, normally I get about an hour and 15 minutes, an hour to an hour and 15 minutes, let's say, from about 10:15 to 11:30 is the routine at the present time, with variations. And I probably turn out about 1,000 words.
It's very fast typing.
Yes, you have to go about as fast as you can type, yes, with a lot of X-ing out.
What does it just keep... One take follows another, or can you call it? Can you go back and get a new lead after you've gotten...
Oh, no, you can't do that because your copy boy is standing by, and as soon as you're through with one take, he removes it, and it's set in type upstairs, after which you could make a factual correction, a necessary change, but no stylistic change.
Well, what about the pressure riding on you as far as the outcome of the show? Does that affect you at all? Do you just not think about whether or not you've liked it or not like it as far as it affects the lives of the people in the theater?
You can't think about that. It's absolutely impossible. If you did, you wouldn't do the sort of work at all. If you really thought about all of the people involved and all of the work involved, you'd go around carrying a building on your shoulders. It's absolutely impossible. You get a little schizoid about it, I think, later. I always remember, for instance, one time when... Well, Brooks Atkinson was then on the Times, and Walter Slezak was a neighbor of ours, lived across the street, and we were terribly fond of him. But he had opened in a show, which I hadn't liked at all, and we were driving home that night after I'd filed my review, which was unfavorable. And as we came to our driveway, we passed his driveway, and my wife said, "Oh, God, think of poor Walter. You know, this is his show." And I said, "Well, maybe Brooks will like it." I tell you, in my experience anyway... writers and actors generally are surprisingly forgiving and charitable and willing to let bygones be bygones. I'm astonished.
Thank you very much, Walter Kerr. We've been talking to Mr. Kerr, who is the drama critic for the New York Times and who has written a new book called Tragedy and Comedy. This is Leonard Probst, NBC News, and that's it from Broadway.
A professional reviewer on the process of reviewing. The time is 17 minutes after the hour. In a few minutes more, we'll be hearing all the latest sports news from Mel Allen. So stay tuned. You're on the Monitor Beacon.
Every day, TWA flies nonstop jets to Los Angeles, morning, afternoon, and evening. Movies and music, too. Just call TWA.
This is Chief of Police Michael Roy of Elizabeth, New Jersey. Remember, motorists, tailgating or driving too close to the car ahead is inviting trouble. For safety's sake, please keep your distance.
Man Probe, the New Surgeons, second in WNBC's Man Probe series, introduces us to a new world of science, a world where doctors perform miracles of bloodless surgery with the laser beam, oxygen, and liquid nitrogen, where carbon dioxide gas jets rid people of hardening of the arteries. Man Probe, Sunday at 10:30 a.m. on WNBC.
WNBC New York, the big voice of Big Town USA, is the sound of entertainment.
Don't move, just leave your dial now. Here's Monitor. Lean back and stay a while now. Here's Monitor.
This is Ed McMahon for Monitor 67, starting off this portion of the show with a look at weather. It's been warm in Anchorage, Alaska, 80 degrees, and cool in Crescent City, California, 56 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly sunny throughout the nation. However, scattered showers and thundershowers for the Rockies and over much of the southeast. Cooler from the lower lakes to New England, but continued warm in the southeast and in the northwest.
The congressional hearings on automobile safety have made the public aware of this great problem as never before. The Anderson Company of Gary, Indiana, longtime makers of ANCO windshield wiper blades, arms, and refills, are proud that their fine products are contributing so much to traffic security in America. ANCO's is the anti-wind lift blade with the exclusive patented airfoil that keeps the rubber snug on the glass in stormy weather, even at turnpike speeds. You can examine this new ANCO blade wherever you see the new big bright yellow ANCO windshield wiper service cabinet. If your wiper blades won't stop streaking your windshield, the rubber is dead from hot sun, wind, and road film. Ask the service station attendant to quick fit your car with a new pair of ANCO wiper blades. Or ANCO refills. Saves you dollars. Gives you a new sense of traffic security. Look for that bright yellow ANCO service cabinet. It's a good place to buy gas, too.
Here's Trini Lopez with a song about a bramble bush.
A bramble bush is lovely. It thrills you with delight. The flowers on the bramble bush are all so pink and white. But if you reach to plug one, as sure as you are born, the bramble bush will stick you with it. Prickly thorn and the pretty girl is like a bramble bush. Yes, a pretty girl will thrill you very much. Oh, a pretty girl is like a bramble bush. but you'll get stuck if you should touch. The girl I fell in love with, what such a lovely sight. So beautiful to gaze upon, so soft and pink and white. And as I reached to kiss her beneath the summer skies, I was so much in love I didn't realize that a pretty girl is like a bramble bush. Yes, a pretty girl will thrill you very much. Oh, a pretty girl is like a bramble bush, but you'll get stuck if you should touch. Oh, the bramble bush, yes, the bramble bush. Oh, the bramble bush, yes, the bramble bush.
Now, for all the people who like to go places and do things, here's a word from Oldsmobile.
Go old in the young mobile.
Come alive, get that feel, buckle up, take the wheel. Step out front for real with the young mobile.
The young mobiles from Oldsmobile. Young look of tomorrow styling and rocket action performance. Priced for youthful budgets. Built to stay young through trade-in time. Go Oldsmobile at your nearest one-stop transportation center.
Buy an Oldsmobile.
And now here's a word for 97-pound weaklings everywhere.
And now John's strength will tie this steel bar into a granny knot.
I can't do it.
Here, John, have some V8.
Looks good like tomato juice.
But it's V8 cocktail vegetable juice. V8 gives you the natural goodness of 8 healthful garden vegetables. No single juice can match it.
I still say it looks like tomato juice.
Try V8 and see.
Wow! It sure doesn't taste like tomato juice.
Of course not. It tastes like V8.
I did it. There's your knot.
Tremendous! But how do I untie it?
Just pull the loose end.
Now at the Monitor Sports Desk, Mel Allen in person.
Thank you very much, Ed. Hello there, everybody. Here's the latest on the U.S. Open. Defending champion Billy Casper has a two-stroke lead at the 45-hole mark. Made the turn in 33, stands 172. Jack Nicklaus and Arnie Palmer have 174s. Nicklaus with a 36, Palmer with a 37. Amateur Marty Fleckman had a 35 for a 175 total. Among 54-hole finishers, the leader, Bob Berwey, with 215. Bert Yancey has 216. And at 218 are Al Balding, Howie Johnson, Dutch Harrison, Paul Harney, and Labron Harris. Casper is 2-under through 48. Palmer is even par through 47. And Fleckman even par through 48. Now, in horse racing, there was an upset in the $50,000 added mile and 5/8 Bowling Green handicap at Aqueduct, which is run on grass. Willie Bolin rode Poker to the victory. Assegai was second, and Poker's running mate, Buck Passer, was third. It was Buck Passer's first defeat after 15 consecutive victories, and the first time that Buck Passer's ever run on grass. Ridden by Brawley Albaeza, who subbed for regular jockey Willie Shoemaker, Buck Passer carried 135 pounds compared to the winning Poker's 112. Now for baseball results. Complete games only, American League. Boston beat Washington 5-1. Lomborg besting Moore with Tony Conigliaro homering his sixth of the season for the Red Sox. Chicago shut out the New York Yankees 1-0. Joel Horland beat Fritz Peterson, each of whom pitched four hitters. In the National League, Pittsburgh nosed out Philadelphia 6-5. Rybant the winner, Bunning the loser. Homers, Rogers for Pittsburgh, Oliver for Philadelphia. Chicago beat the New York Mets 9-1. The winning pitcher, Rich Nye, the losing pitcher, Bill Dennehy. Home runs for the Cubs, Billy Williams, and Ted Savage. Other baseball notes, Washington shortstop Ed Brinkman hospitalized for observation. He was hit on the helmet by Jim Lomborg pitch during the third inning of the game today against the Red Sox. Cincinnati shortstop Leo Cardenas on the disabled list, a broken finger on his left hand. Minnesota recalls outfielder Frank Castro from Denver, where he's hitting 371, probably will be used for pinch hitting. And Minnesota outfielder Tony Oliva, who ran into a fence last night, will remain in the hospital for observation until tomorrow. favored pen captured the freshman race for the second year in a row in the IRA regatta at Syracuse. Rutgers second, Washington third. The JV race went to Navy. Penn and Wisconsin trailed. In tennis, Holland's Tom Oker captured the West of England title with a 6-2, 5-7, 8-6 victory over South Africa's Cliff Drysdale. The British Kent Lawn Tennis Championships went to Owen Davidson, a 3-6, 6-2, 6-2 winner over Ken Fletcher in an all-Australian final. And from the guaranteed to happen every time department, this item. Baltimore traded Woody Hell to California Thursday. The two clubs met last night. Hell hit two homers, one in each game, to help his team beat the Orioles twice. And he said, when I hit the first homer, I didn't even look at my former teammates as I circled the bases. I was afraid one of them would punch me right in the nose. And that's the late sports news, Ed. Mel Allen here, friends, reminding you that for more features and news from the world of sports, stay tuned to Monitor.
Thank you, Mel. Mel Allen with all the latest sports news is a regular on Weekend Monitor. A reminder that Meet the Press on NBC Radio will be a special one-hour program tomorrow. It originates from the annual U.S. Conference of Mayors in Honolulu, and the mayors of the following cities will be interviewed: Detroit, New York, Honolulu, Atlanta, Milwaukee, and Houston. Make a note to listen for Meet the Press tomorrow, a special one-hour program on these NBC stations.
Here's Vic Damone for Coppertone.
Make the most of moments in the sun. Coppertone makes living in the sunshine fun. It gives the fastest tan, as you will quickly see. Cause nothing tans like Coppertone naturally. So don't you be a pale face, get that sun. Get yourself some Coppertone, it's number one. Get the fastest tan that anyone can. Tan, don't burn, get a Coppertone tan.
Come on, join the Tannables. Get a better tan with Coppertone. The fastest tan possible with maximum sunburn protection. Coppertone helps make your skin more tannable, helps prevent peeling, keeps your skin satiny smooth. Get a deep, dark, long-lasting tan with enriched Coppertone.
Get the fastest tan that anyone can. Tan, don't burn, get a Coppertone tan.
Listening to Monitor 67, the best sound around for easy weekend listening, whether you're relaxing at home or on the go in your car. Wherever you are in the USA, in and around Shreveport, Louisiana, you're heard. We're heard, rather, on station KRMD. Now a word from the NBC station in your area, then we'll be back with more of Monitor.
This is Lindsey Nelson. Why not join me on Monitor Goes Fishing this weekend on NBC Radio?
Can see the most honored and most talked about motion picture of the year. A Man and a Woman, winner of the Academy Awards for Best Foreign Film and Best Screenplay, winner of the Golden Globe Awards for Best Foreign Film, Best Actress, and Best Music, winner of the grand prize of the 1966 Cannes Film Festival. A Man and a Woman, in Eastman color, with Anouk Aimée. A Man and a Woman. See it with someone you love.
Now playing at the Paris Theater.
Whatever the issue, Brad Crandall's a volume of information, weeknights at 9 on the Big Voice of Big Town USA, WNBC, New York.
At 5:30, it's 84 degrees in New York City, and this is Roger Bowman with the latest WNBC news. Soviet Premier Kosygin has gone to the Soviet mission's estate at Glen Cove, Long Island, after attending the opening of the special session of the UN General Assembly. Today's meeting was made up mostly of formalities, with no action on the Soviet move to get Israel condemned as an aggressor. The UN Assembly is now in recess until 10:30 Monday morning. When it reconvenes, NBC News will provide comprehensive coverage as the events develop. President Johnson has gone to Camp David, Maryland, with another visiting head of state, Prime Minister Harold Holt of Australia. There's apparently still a possibility of a meeting between Mr. Johnson and Premier Kosygin, but as the president put it, it's an iffy question. In New York, Kosygin said he didn't know whether the two leaders would hold talks. President Johnson is said to be waiting to see what Kosygin says at the UN on Monday before deciding whether to propose a summit meeting. Communist China has announced it has successfully tested a hydrogen bomb. It's the first Chinese claim to the H-bomb, and the test has been confirmed by the U.S. Atomic Energy Commission. The AEC said the yield of the Chinese test was several megatons, the equivalent of several million tons of TNT. The head of New York City's Marriage License Bureau, Herman Katz, says he looks with horror and embarrassment at the Parks Department's plans for group marriages in Prospect Park. Katz says such ceremonies will reduce marriage to a common spectacle. With exhibitionism so prevalent these days, he asks, who knows what it will lead to? The Parks Department offers no speculation on what it will lead to, but it says it's going ahead with the group marriages in Prospect Park. Three men have been killed in the crash of a light plane near the Wurzburgo Airport in New York's Sullivan County. They're believed to be from Fairfield, Connecticut, but so far, no identification. And now more up-to-the-minute information from WNBC's Traffic Central. Westbound traffic is heavy on the Belt Parkway from Kennedy International Airport due to construction. The west side highway traffic is reported light to moderate at this time. No unusual delays. The Meadowbrook Parkway traffic and traffic on the northern state is moving well, primarily due to the early exodus from Jones Beach. Traffic on the southern state parkway generally heavy. In New Jersey, the northbound traffic moderate. At the Lincoln Tunnel, traffic is very heavy in both directions because of construction in the center tube. The central tube will be closed for repairs every weekend for the next 6 months. Motorists are advised to use the Holland Tunnel and the George Washington Bridge as alternate routes. And at this time, both the Holland Tunnel and the George Washington Bridge report traffic moderate. Staple Street will be closed this weekend between Harris and J Street between 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. and Liberty Street between Nassau to Broadway will be closed until 6 a.m. on Monday. That's the latest on traffic. Now, as to the weather, it is 84 degrees and partly cloudy. Humidity 53%. The barometer is falling. Wind from the south at 12 miles an hour. There is a chance of thunderstorms developing tonight. Otherwise, fair, very warm and humid. Lowest tonight in the mid-70s. Sunday, partly cloudy with a chance of showers, not quite so warm. Highest Sunday between 85 and 90 degrees. Partly cloudy, cooler and less humid Sunday night and Monday. Once again, it's 84 degrees right now, partly cloudy. There is a chance of thunderstorms developing tonight. Otherwise, fair, very warm and humid. Lowest tonight in the mid-70s. Sunday, partly cloudy with a chance of showers, not quite so warm. Sunday will be partly cloudy and, of course, with a chance of showers. The highest Sunday, again, 85 to 90 degrees, partly cloudy, cooler and less humid Sunday night and Monday. Right now, the WNBC time is 35 minutes after 5. That's the news and weather to this moment. Next news from the NBC newsroom at 6 with Jeffrey Pond. Bulletins will be broadcast at once. This is Roger Bowman.
Hi, Mr. American Motors Rambler Dealer. I'm interested in one of your surprise time deals.
Good. Slip on this hat with a funny horn.
Okay.
Register surprise and your brain impulses make the horns honk. Now, look at this 1967 Rebel. Tom McHale of Mechanics Illustrated says there isn't a better intermediate-sized car sold in the U.S. than the 1967 Rebel.
I'll take it.
The Rebel?
The hat. And the Rebel, too. Surprise?
No, Rebels outsell the hats 5-1.
Surprise. You get your kind of deal on your kind of car at your American Motors Rambler dealer.
Why don't you try it?
is Ed McMahon, continuing with Monitor 67. In 3 minutes, Monitor goes fishing with Lindsay Nelson. Now, we'll learn about the sport of salmon fishing in Norway. Right now, Andy Williams with Monitor Music. Tan without sunburn, hear this.
Hi, this is Coppertone's Hollywood correspondent, Army Archer, visiting Stella Stevens, delightful star of Columbia Pictures' Band of Gold. Tell us about it, Stella.
Well, Army, let's see. I suppose it proves we gals can always outsmart you fellas.
No argument about that. And you prove your point charmingly in the picture, making Band of Gold great fun.
Thanks, Army. By the way, I've proved something else for myself.
What's that?
That Coppertone gives you a better tan.
No argument there either, Stella. Coppertone is enriched with special moisturizers that make skin more tannable, help prevent dryness.
Yes, I get a perfectly beautiful tan, and I love what Coppertone does for my skin. Keeps it satiny smooth. How does Vic Damone sing it?
Get the fastest tan that anyone can. Tan don't burn, get a Coppertone tan.
I think I get the best of the sun with Coppertone.
Thanks for joining the Tannibles, Stella Stevens.
Next, Monitor goes fishing with Lindsay Nelson. Brought to you by DuPont Strand Fluorescent Fishing Line. You see it, fish miss it.
How would you like to fish all night and be bothered by the sun in your eyes while fighting a 60-pound salmon? It could happen. We'll tell you where after angler Gene Shepard's message for Strand.
Okay, you lay your lure out there next to a lily pad. A fish shoots upwards. He strikes. And now is the moment of decision. If you have a fishing line that stretches a little too much, you're going to find yourself in trouble setting that hook. You only have a millisecond or two to work with. DuPont Strand gives you that minimum of stretch. And that instant of impact, that instant of strike, that moment of truth, you are really in control. Strand. S-T-R-E-N. It's murder on fish, but is it fantastic for fishermen? One day, I suspect they may make it illegal, but you might as well go all the way with it while you can. It's fluorescent. You can see it. The fish is in trouble the minute you put Strand on your reel. S-T-R-E-N. Try to spell it yourself. It's easy.
Norway's Alta River is famed as one of the world's finest salmon streams. The fishing there is fabulous and expensive. Our Monitor reporter talked with Oddvar Kjeldrud, head of an Oslo travel agency.
Oddvar, I know you people have taken over this world-famous Alta River and leased it, at least for the salmon season. Just when is the season?
The season starts on June the 24th, and it goes into the end of the month of July.
What actually do you people charge now, and what's the minimum that I could fish there?
The charges range from $2,000 to $3,000, depending on the beat and upon the season.
What sort of bait do you use now to get salmon?
In the Alta River, it is strictly fly fishing.
And the catch in the Alta River ranges from what to what?
Well, I would say that the normal catch today, it's more or less a gentleman's agreement. When you had your five salmon, you quit and you go home. But if anyone has feel like staying out there, they can catch up till 50 and 20 salmon a night. And the record is actually at 39 salmon, which was caught by Duke of Roxburgh quite some years ago.
You know, you say fish at night. Is that when you fish for salmon?
Yes, you fish only at night at the Alta River. And the reason is that this is in northern Norway, the land of the midnight sun, and it's too bright during the day to fish.
What size, what's the weight now of the largest, say, in the average and such as that?
The largest salmon caught on the Alta was caught in 1951, and it was over 60 pounds.
What's the average catch?
The average catch will range around 25 pounds. For the 2 weeks, it's around 27 pounds, and then for the two, three last weeks of the season, it goes down to 23 pounds.
But where does a guy or a person stay when he's tired of fishing?
Along this river, there are three camps. There are two lodges and there is one farm, and they are all in very good condition and they have very nice living quarters.
Do you guarantee a catch? Say if I did have $3,000 to go fishing.
Because there is always something uncertain about fishing, but I can tell you in 1965, there was a woman from New York, married to a bankier in New York, and she holds today the biggest salmon ever caught on a single-handed rod. She caught a 53-pound salmon, which is quite remarkable in the Alta River.
Lucky for us and our pocketbooks that we still have some fine salmon streams left on this side of the Atlantic. This is Lindsay Nelson, and now a word for DuPont Stren.
Here is a great Father's Day gift for a fishing father. Stren Fluorescent Monofilament Fishing Line by DuPont. Stren is easy for fishermen to see because it glows soft blue. But to the fish, it blends in with the color of the sky. It's almost invisible. Stren is strong and abrasion resistant. It's limp, yet has low stretch. Stren has outstanding knot strength and impact resistance. A fine Father's Day gift for any fisherman. Buy Stren Fluorescent Monofilament Fishing Line wherever fine fishing sporting goods are sold. Monitor Goes Fishing with Lindsay Nelson will be heard again tomorrow, brought to you by DuPont Stren. More news from the sports desk, more on the U.S. Open. Defending champion Billy Casper has a three-stroke lead. He's three under par through 50 holes. Marty Fleckman, the amateur, is even par through 50, and Arnold Palmer is even par through 49. You're tuned to Monitor at 15 minutes before the hour. More of everything's ahead, so stay with us right here on the Monitor Beat.
Maybe your grandfather will remember an old song on a Saturday night. He may also remember what he danced on Saturday night at Roseland. Well, it's a little different today. Now they dance on Saturday afternoon, too. Dedicated dance lovers who can't make it in the evening indulge their love of dancing at the Saturday matinee from 1:45 to 6 p.m. And the usual Saturday night soiree begins at 8. On Sunday, dancing is continuous all day from 3:30 p.m. But no matter when you come to Roseland Dance City for the first time, the reaction is the same. You walk into a sensationally spacious ballroom that must stop you in your tracks. You glide out onto the largest, smoothest dance floor you've ever seen, and you dance to the finest dance music in the land. That's the ticket at Roseland, and that ticket is only $2 complete. Incidentally, restaurant and bar prices are surprisingly modest. Today, tonight, and tomorrow, take your mate or date for your dancing delight to Roseland Dance City on 52nd Street, just west of Broadway. That's Roseland Dance City, the world's most famous and famously air-conditioned ballroom.
WNBC New York, the big voice of Big Town USA, is the sound of conversation.
Ed McMahon once again for Monitor. Here to start off this segment are the Johnny Man Singers with Up, Up, and Away.
Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon? Would you like to ride?
I agree. There's nothing like a lark.
Lark has a good, easy taste.
Lark has an inner chamber of charcoal granules for a taste people really like.
I think they're the nicest cigarette there is.
Right. There's nothing like a lark.
There is nothing like a lark. It's America's most popular new cigarette.
You're traveling through the weekend world with Springtime Monitor.
When you think of air conditioning, think of Central Air Conditioning. Think of cooling your whole home, not just a room or two. Bryant Air Conditioning is the best kind of air conditioning, 'cause Bryant cooled your whole home, not just a room or two.
And Bryant Gas Air Conditioning reduces humidity, dust, dirt, and pollen. It's quiet. And because it's gas, it's economical. It has fewer major moving parts, so there's less to wear out in service. Most gas companies sell in service, Bryant, and offer low interest financing with easy monthly payments.
When you think of air conditioning, think of Central Air Conditioning. Think of cooling your whole home, not just a room or two. Bryant Air Conditioning is the best kind of air conditioning, 'cause Bryant cools your whole home, not just a room or two.
For a free estimate, call your gas company or your Bryant dealer.
Thank you.
Vicky Carr, Sunshine.
Excedrin headache number 8, the complaint.
I'm terribly sorry. Girdles are not returnable.
Do you want me to wear a girdle that's too tight?
Personally,
well,
no, madam, but I...
if they don't give you a good fit, where are you?
Madam.
You're suffering. You're in pain.
Madam.
I'm very enraged.
May I say a word, please?
Help!
That's the word, help. Will you excuse me while I swallow these two white tablets?
Aspirin?
No, madam, Excedrin.
I've given you a headache.
An Excedrin headache?
Well,
if you get Excedrin headaches... why take anything less than Excedrin, the extra strength pain reliever?
Monitors ring around the world, a weekend series of close-ups of people and events in this country and abroad. Brought to you by the entire family of Wins products that keep your car going strong. In 1 minute, a look ahead to the reconvening of the special session of the United Nations General Assembly on Monday. First, this word.
This is Keenan Wynn. Thank you all for volunteering to help stop the rumor that I am related to the Wynn Oil Company people of Azusa. Though we both spell our names W-Y-N-N, we are not, I repeat, not related. For helping me stop this rumor, the scout at the west exit of the stadium will give each of you a free can of Wynn's new charge. Add new charge to the oil in your crankcase. It restores compression, stops oil burning, gives your car total power. In other words, Wynn's new charge will keep your car going strong. Now the Wynn Oil Company Corral, directed by John Philip Azusa, will entertain you as you try to file out of here. Maestro?
Ready, Cousin Keenan!
Now, Wilson Hall, NBC News at the United Nations.
When the 122-nation UN General Assembly convenes here on Monday morning, the problem of what should be done in the Middle East will touch off the same arguments from the same nations that it did for 2 weeks in the 15-nation Security Council. The same positions were taken this morning by the Arabs and by the United States, and they'll be taken next week or weeks as the debate in the General Assembly drones on and on. The Arab nations, backed by Russia and other communist nations, want Israel to withdraw its troops to lines held before fighting began a week ago Monday. The U.S. position is a withdrawal, yes, but that should be only a part of an overall solution of the problems that triggered 3 Arab-Israeli wars in the past 19 years. So there will be speeches, lots of them, long ones, and even though the General Assembly votes some sort of resolution, there is no U.N. machinery, at least now, to enforce anything that's decided. Even the president of the General Assembly, Abdul Pashwak of Afghanistan, admitted in an oblique sort of way this morning that UN machinery cannot do anything if the big powers, principally Russia and the United States, do not agree on what should be done. Pashwak said that he hoped there would be summit meetings between world leaders, an obvious reference to Soviet Premier Kosygin, who was sitting in the blue and gold assembly hall and who had met with Pashwak for 20 minutes before the meeting began. The Russians here at the United Nations will say nothing about Kosygin's plans, other than that he will make a major speech here at the UN on Monday morning. Eastern European sources insist that Kosygin will not, as they put it, make a pilgrimage to Washington to see President Johnson. So that would seem to indicate that President Johnson will have to come to New York if he wishes to see Premier Kosygin. U.S. Ambassador Goldberg said this morning that he hoped the General Assembly discussion of the Middle East crisis would be free of inflammatory speeches. No one here expects that hope to be fulfilled. Wilson Hall, NBC News at the United Nations.
Ring Around the World, another in our weekend series of close-ups on people and events in this and other countries. This report has also been brought to you by Martinizing Dry Cleaning. If you're a woman, you obviously can't buy a new outfit every time you go out, nor a new suit if you're a man. But you can feel like it in clothes freshly cleaned by one-hour Martinizing. It's the modern method that restores that clean, fresh, like-new look to clothing. And you never pay extra for Martinizing's prompt service.
Your clothes will be cleaner, brighter, stay fresh longer. Be off to a fresh start with one-hour Martinizing Dry Cleaning.
Winding, Penny Lane. This is Monitor 67. I'm your host, Ed McMahon, with this listening reminder. Later today on Monitor, host Ted Steele will be talking with singer Trini Lopez, who says he'll be a bachelor all his life. The mayor of Nice, France, will explain why the French Riviera is the world's most famous vacation spot. And Ernest Borgnine will describe what an Academy Award means to an actor. Be sure to listen later today on Monitor. Coming up shortly, NBC News on the Hour.
This is your NBC Monitor. This is your NBC Monitor. This is your station, the pulse of the nation. It's NBC.
Save the fun with colorful Kodak Way. Don't forget the Kodak film today.
This is the year of Expo 67 in Montreal, one of the greatest world fairs ever put together. Whether you go to Expo 67 or just out in the backyard, be sure and take along your camera and plenty of dependable Kodak color film.
Save the fun, the colorful Kodak way. Don't forget the Kodak film today.
If you think manual labor is a Mexican movie star, you may not be too bright. But you do kind of have an interesting turn of mind there, and probably like to laugh a lot. Well, my name is Lee Leonard, and I enjoy laughing too. So I'll tell you what, you join me weekday afternoons at 1 o'clock on WNBC, and not only will we have a few laughs together, but I'll give you a few lessons in Latin American politics, and then you'll know who manual labor really is.
WNBC New York, the big voice of Big Town USA, is the sound of entertainment.